This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature reconvenes this morning. Lawmakers met briefly in January, but have been on break waiting for the pandemic situation to improve. Democrats hold majorities in both the state House and Senate. Their agenda includes possibly more state economic stimulus, efforts to overhaul transportation funding, and a plan to push hospitals to lower costs or face more state regulation. It's been almost a decade since Colorado has had an avalanche season this deadly. 10 deaths so far, and there are a couple of months still to go. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Ethan Green, director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says there are more avalanches this year, in part due to a weak snowpack. This makes for some tricky avalanches.
They're very easy to trigger, and they break pretty wide. And so they have definitely been a problem for people recreating in the Colorado mountains this year.
In December, there were also a record number of human-triggered avalanches. There'll be a motions hearing for two snowboarders charged with triggering an avalanche near the Eisenhower Tunnel last March. It's the first time anyone has been charged in Colorado for triggering a slide. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Mars spacecraft built in Boulder has sent back its first picture of the planet, showing the largest volcano in the solar system. The HOPE probe was launched by the United Arab Emirates. The University of Colorado is collaborating on the mission. It will spend about 2 years orbiting Mars and getting information on the Martian atmosphere. Temperatures are a bit warmer today across Colorado, then cooler again tomorrow. This is CPR News.